This is JIS News. Coming up, new police officers urged to maintain the highest standards of professional excellence. Jamaicans being implored to draw inspiration from the successes of the nation's youth, and Tax Administration Jamaica moves closer to being semi-autonomous agency. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. National Security Minister Peter Bunting has charged new members of the police force to maintain the highest standards of professional excellence, integrity, and discipline in discharging their duties. The minister was speaking at the recent passing out parade of 183 recruits of the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Island Special Constabulary Force held at the Jamaica Police Academy. He says the government has in recent months undertaken a wide range of initiatives aimed at transforming the force into an accountable and resourceful body capable of effectively delivering on its mandate. However, he notes that these initiatives will be rendered useless if the officers fail to uphold proper standards of decorum and professional excellence.
The police force is undergoing an important transformation and modernization program, which cannot succeed without the cooperation and commitment of every new recruit and a continuing change of culture of the in-service personnel.
Initiatives being implemented by the Ministry of National Security to boost the capacity of the force include maintaining a steady program of repair and replacement of the JCF vehicle fleet and maintaining high levels of recruitment and training. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is calling on Jamaicans to draw inspiration from the successes of the nation's young people. Mrs. Simpson Miller was speaking during the presentation ceremony for the Prime Minister's Youth Awards for Excellence. Some 45 young persons from both the 2011 and 2012 batch were awarded for their outstanding work in nation building.
Our youth represents our future. This is the beginning of the next leg of the journey in keeping with Youth on a Mission Project 2062. As I look at the resumes of the nominees and the awardees, I feel a deep sense of pride. Through your actions, have said loudly and distinctly that you have a lot to offer.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller, who presented the awards, also encouraged the young people to continually strive above adversity as they forge a brighter future for Jamaica. In the meantime, Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna has expressed pride in the work being done by youth in blazing the trail of nation building. She says most of the planning and execution of the presentation ceremony for the Prime Minister's Youth Awards for Excellence was done by young Jamaicans.
What you're witnessing here is the excellence of the next generation that will herald a new time of courage, passion, resilience, and fortitude for Jamaica to remain the best cultural capital and country in the world.
Over 170 young persons have been awarded since the inception of the Prime Minister's Youth Awards in 1998. And Tax Administration Jamaica is closer to becoming a semi-autonomous revenue authority. This following the Senate's approval of the Tax Administration Jamaica Act 2013. The act was previously passed by the House of Representatives. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding, who piloted the bill through the Senate, said it represents a continuation of the process of reform of Jamaica's tax system, which began in 2011.
The principal objective of this change of governance model is to provide support through the intervention of a board of management comprising technically qualified representatives from both government and civil society for the continued modernization and improvement of the operations of the tax administration.
Senator Golding noted that this model of a semi-autonomous revenue authority operates in various developed and developing countries. He says the passage of this legislation is one of the structural benchmarks in the program with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.